streets with our children at our feet, and the morals that they worship will be gone. And the men who spurred us on sit in judgment. Welcome to Freedom Bound, a decade of radio without barriers. You might have noticed our intro song. Well, that was one from 10 years ago. Due to last Thursday being International Women's Day, we thought we'd share an article in the current Quadrangle with you. It's concerning women with disabilities.
Women with a disability experience barriers to full participation in society because of attitudes and prejudices, both about disability and about women. Discrimination against women with a disability is often quite explicit, with many being denied basic human and legal rights. Women with a disability often accept society's image of them and have low self-esteem. Assertiveness training, advocacy, and women consumer representation on service organisation management are central tactics in the strategy of improving disabled women's sense of self-worth. Women with a disability have a low participation rate in employment. Approximately one-third of disabled women are in paid employment, compared with 50% of men with a disability. Compensation records show that women receive an average of 23% less money from compensation payouts than that, and that their cases take 13% longer to process to completion. Until 10 years ago, women had little access to government rehabilitation services, whose focus had been on returning blue-collar men to the paid workforce. Eligibility criteria were altered, but little published. In the past 2 years, the federal government has increased the accessibility of rehabilitation services to women, and participation rates are rising. The federal government has recognised the underuse of rehabilitation services by women, and over the past 2 years has actively developed new rehabilitation programs relevant to women.
Woo!
in moving away from centre-based medical rehabilitation towards regionalised social and vocational rehabilitation, the government services are becoming more accessible to women. Sexuality is a central issue for women with a disability. They have been vulnerable to rape, abuse and sexual harassment in institutions and in the community. Forced sterilisation and contraception have been amongst the worst features of institutionalisation for disabled women who have traditionally outnumbered men in institutional care. When they face sexual abuse, women with disabilities are less likely to know about and have the confidence to seek assistance from women's refuges, rape crisis centres and women's health centres. Mothers of children with a disability often nurture and completely care for those children into adulthood. The intensity of care required generally excludes these mothers from the paid workforce, and their role in life often focuses on attending to the needs of their disabled children. This can place considerable stress on family relationships. The valuable work women perform raising and supporting people with a disability must be recognised by society. Such women deserve respite from full responsibility and assistance in meeting the heavy demands of full-time caring. People with a disability are themselves seeking options other than care by relatives, which sometimes forces them into emotionally and physical dependent relationships.
Well, what do you think about that, Bob?
Who gives a damn? I'm just worried about the election.
I see. It's on March the 24th. Okay, that song that was in between the article that Tony read was a song by Michelle Shocked, Don't Mess Around With My Little Sister.
Yes, that article was taken out of the current issue of Quadrangle. That was two-thirds of it. And we'll be following that up in the future. But right now, let's go to an ad.
Is your incontinence affecting your machismo? Are you embarrassed when asked the all-important question, what size do you take? Now, with the new range of testosterone, urodones and condoms, the size of yours need never embarrass you again. The testosterone range is colour-coded, so every size is extra large. So, next time someone asks you, what size, you can just smile and say, extra large, and make it a red one.
Dave's got some information now for us about a band by the name of Wanjuna, about some disabled people, musicians that is, and a trip overseas. Over to you, Dave.
Thanks, Tone. Yeah, there's this concert in June that's involved with six Asian countries, and three musicians with disabilities have been selected to go from Australia. They are Arnie Hanna, who plays the guitar and synthesizer, Grant Nickel, who plays the didgeridoo, and myself. And what it is, we're going over there for about 9 days, and we're playing a couple of concerts in Tokyo. And we'll be, you know, meeting other people from the Asian lands. And we've got actually, there's a song here that we're going to play for. It's called Resonance. Yeah, that was just a taste of Wanjina. Wanjina is an Aboriginal word for ghost spirit. Yeah, this concert over in Japan, it's run by the same people that they run disabled games as well. But I think this is a fantastic idea. How, you know, they're getting into creativity, which is a wonderful thing. Talking about creativity, I just might mention that Accessible Arts has opened up its offices. It's in Marrickville. Its phone number is 560-6291. That's 560-6291. And we're just starting to get a resource base of artists and people who want to work with people with disabilities. Okay. Here's a bit of advice for you people that are about to commit suicide. Throw the pills into the middle of the room.
Do you ever find yourself in this position? Having trouble? Yeah, try one of these. They work for me.
Okay, thanks. Megalax always gets results.
Park the car at the side of the road. You should know time's tide will smother you. And I will too. When you laugh about people, who feel so very lonely, their only desire is to die. But I'm afraid it doesn't make me smile. I wish I could laugh. But that joke isn't funny anymore. It's too close to home and it's too near the bone. It's too close to home and it's too near the bone. More than you ever I'm
struck me. I just might die with a smile on my face after all.
Well, that was a song by the Smiths. And we'd just like to mention, actually, there's a couple of movies going around town to do with the disabled. One is My Left Foot. I haven't seen it yet, though I have heard it's quite good. I think it was playing at the Dendy, and it's on a, the Academy Twin right now. We're still waiting for Anne to report back on that. But there's another movie called The 4th of July, and Dave's seen that.
Yes, Tony, it's called Born on the 4th of July. It's a good movie, and it's a bad movie when it starts off, because you think, oh, no, because it's full-on American. It's a bit schlocky.
It's Tom Cruise, isn't it?
Yeah, Tom Cruise, and he's actually, I've come to think that he's not a bad actor, because he changes quite a lot. And it's about guys, it's basically a war movie, people coming back from Vietnam, and they're paralyzed. And it lacks a bit of continuity at the end, because they're trying to cram all these amazing things in, because everything's happening and everyone's getting upset about the war. But I recommend you go see it. You know, if you're not scared of a bit of blood and guts and a bit of reality, it's an okay show to see.
It's directed by Oliver Stone too, I believe. On the subject of movies, we just thought we might mention some of the accessible theatres around town. That's for a start. I know East Gardens is totally accessible, though the problem there, I'd say, is seeing the movie, you have to get right down the front, and there's no little area up the back or the side where you can actually see the movie. So if you really want to see it, you've just got to stretch the old neck a bit.
Or you can sit halfway up the aisle and hope you don't slowly go down the front as the movie goes.
Yeah. Sideshow.
And I've gone to the Valhalla quite a few times, and if you go right down the front through the exits, it's actually, there's no steps at all. It's really quite good.
Of course, there's Hoyts in town, which all the theatres there are accessible except the one down the bottom. You just go up the lift and it takes you right up the back. Bondi as well. I've been there a couple of times. Over at Bondi, that's all accessible. I believe, though I haven't been there, Double Bay, as it's mostly accessible, though then you might encounter one or two stairs.
Stairs from who? From passers-by?
Stairs, yes. Apart from those stairs, the actual physical stairs.
Right.
Yeah, I went in the classic I found was at Mossman, and they got a disabled But to get to the disabled toilet, you gotta go up to the flights of stairs.
Great thinking on their behalf.
Have you struck anything like that before?
No, I haven't really struck that sort of situation. I know that in Canberra there's a place like that too.
I might just mention that Randwick Cinema too, that's all accessible. You almost get the whole bottom floor to yourself, actually, which is really good. It's a nice old theatre, although there is one step just as you get in through the main there. But other than that, there's no problems.
I've talking about other sort of entertainment, the best theatre that I've been to is at Bay Street Theatre. Round Glebe Way, it's great. It's got a ramp that goes in, it's got a toilet that's accessible, it's got a bar that's a little bit high, but and the theatre's great. This is, I'm talking about live theatre.
Well, if we're going to talk about that, I might just say that the ensemble over at Milsons Point is quite accessible as well then.
Quite or totally?
Is totally accessible. You just go in around at the side, though the restaurant downstairs isn't.
Yeah, and there's the Belvoir Theatre, which is accessible going in, but to watch the show, you go up on a platform and you feel like, I don't know, throwing the pills out the window. And it's a bit outrageous. You're right up there. And if you have a spasm or anything like that, which we're prone to do, you might plummet.
Well, that just about wraps up our show for this week. Just remember, Alan and his crew will be back next week, and I might just quickly mention Dave and I will be on again. You can look forward to hearing from us first week in April, I hope, where we'll have a few segments, weekly ones, I hope. One being, we'll cross live actually to Next Nathan, a C4 quad. He'll be trying to headbutt his way through a paper bag. Should make interesting stuff, so stay tuned for that. We'll have a segment, a spasm settler segment, and of course we'll be exposed the chemical segment where we'll be talking about drugs, some drugs that disabled people take, and some other pretty interesting stuff. But right now we might just go out with a song by Michelle Schacht, and it's Looks Like Mona Lisa. Thank you.
Nothing better than to rob the Louvre blind.